BBC News with Neil Nunes. Myanmar's leader Aung San Suu Kyi has used a television address to express concern about the violence that's led more than 400,000 Muslim Rohingyas to flee to neighboring Bangladesh. She said her government wanted to talk to those who had fled to find out why they had left. But a BBC correspondent said she denied the reality of the destruction of Rohingya villages in the Rakhine state. A powerful hurricane has struck Dominica in the eastern Caribbean, battering the island nation with sustained winds of 260 kilometers an hour and intense rain. The Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit said almost everyone he had spoken to had lost their roof overhead, and his own was one of the first to go. President Trump has renewed calls for the full restoration of political freedoms and democracy in Venezuela. Speaking at a meeting with Latin American leaders, Mr. Trump said he was prepared to take additional measures against President Nicolas Maduro's government. The U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis has said there are military options for addressing North Korean aggression that don't put the South Korean capital Seoul at risk. General Mattis declined to elaborate. Anti-slavery groups estimate more than 40 million people worldwide were victims of modern slavery in 2016. The ILO, the Walk Free Foundation, and the International Organization for Migration, who've collaborated to reach this figure, say it's a conservative estimate. A statue of Mikhail Kalashnikov, the designer of the world's most famous weapon, is due to be unveiled in Moscow. The monument shows him holding his enduring creation, the AK-47 assault rifle. Scientists in the U.S. have successfully removed the master gene responsible for the appearance of a butterfly, leading to unexpected changes in the wing patterns and colors of several of the insects. BBC World News.